Conservative Party candidate Cheryl Gallant won her 8th consecutive election after securing 27,731 votes in Monday night's federal election and will once again go to Ottawa as the Member of Parliament for Renfrew-Nipissing Pembroke. Although Gallant easily defeated her opponents, including a margin of more than 15,000 over her closest competitor, there were some surprises Monday night. This election marked only the second time she has failed to get less than 50% of the vote. After she was declared the winner by Elections Canada early in the evening, all eyes were on the race for second place. Perhaps one of the biggest surprises of the evening was the emergence of the New Democratic Party's Jody Primeau finishing second with just under 11,590 votes. It was the first time the NDP finished second since the riding was created in 1979. Early Tuesday morning, Primeau extended her thanks to all those who took the time to volunteer on her campaign. "I am so proud of what we have achieved in such a short amount of time," she said. "We have taken the high road with a positive, inclusive and local campaign. I am proud to have shown a light on the issues that people in our county have struggled with and to have raised up the voices of those in our county who have been silenced. I extend my congratulations to Ms. Gallant and my sincere gratitude to my team, family and friends who have all extended themselves to have created this amazing opportunity to do better for the Valley." The biggest disappointment of the evening was the fall of the Liberals to a third-place finish after 10,619 ballots were tallied up for Cindy Mills, the candidate for the party that held power from 1979 to 2000. Mills joins a long list of 8 Liberal candidates who failed to defeat Gallant and win back the riding. Mills congratulated Gallant on her re-election, adding it was a privilege to have her name on the ballot and a pleasure to talk to community members throughout the riding about the issues that matter to them. Another surprise in the 2021 election was the sudden rise of the People's Party of Canada and placing fourth with a total of 4,310 votes. The party was once again represented by David Ainsworth, who more than tripled his 2019 total of 1,463. The PPC appeared to pick up momentum in the last 2 weeks of the campaign after Ainsworth was the featured speaker at a protest held in Renfrew rallying against any future economic lockdowns. However, it was the lack of a Green Party of Canada candidate that was the biggest shocker of the night. Michael Larivière withdrew his name following his remarks at an all-candidates debate 1 week earlier. His comparison of a vaccine passport to the Nazis demanding identification papers from Jewish citizens and stating Canada was on course to being an autocratic state because of certain vaccine policies led to his ouster. By the end of the night, the Green Party finished with 1,049 votes, a loss of approximately 2,000 votes from the 2019 election when it had one of its best finishes in the riding with 3,230 ballots. Independent Stephen Cleach rounded out the 6 candidates with 349 votes. With 259 of the 260 polling stations reporting in, a total of 55.668 out of 86,010 registered voters cast a ballot, and that represents 64.7% of all eligible voters. The turnout was the lowest registered since the 2011 election that had a 67% total. The 2015 election saw a record 72.7% turnout, and the 2019 election results had 68.7% total. Gallant will finish with 49% of the popular vote. In the 2019 election, she captured 52.7%, and the 2015 election, which saw the Liberals defeat the Conservative majority government, and Gallant had one of her lowest showings with 45.8%, a big drop from the 53.8% she garnered in the 2011 election. When she entered the Pembroke Legion with members of her family, she took a moment to thank supporters and the people of the riding. "We are going to continue to fight for you and to make life more affordable," she said. "Most of all, we are going to unite the people and families of Renfrew-Nipissing Pembroke."